This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wishing everyone a solemn and very peaceful Good Friday and a happy Easter coming up. And for everybody Jewish celebrating Passover, a happy and easy Passover. It's not easy, right? Where are we? Day four? Now I am so constipated, it's not even funny. There was blood in the toilet. I mean, it is such a rough holiday, right? No, you can have carbs. You just can't have bread or anything with yeast or anything that leavened. And so it's pretty rough. Each year I discuss how there, are scientific explanations for what happened with the 10 plagues. We're going to talk about that for those of you guys that, are new to the show. Pretty interesting stuff, how the 10 plagues that occurred when Moses asked Pharaoh to let my people go. There's some biological process that can kind of explain why those 10 plagues happened so easily, even though we all believe God sent them down. You know, God makes signs. I see it. So there's a way to blend the two. United Airlines still in the news. All right. Not only because of what happened with Dr. Dow, but because a scorpion had stung a man on a United Airlines flight. I wrote about this. You can read about it on my website at drdahlia.com. But their public relations woes just quadrupled as Richard Bell, a Canadian passenger who was flying from, I guess, from Houston to Calgary, was sitting in business class. He was eating his lunch, and then a scorpion fell from the overhead bin onto his hair. And then it fell onto his plate. When he grabbed it, it stung him. Then I guess it got thrown on the ground. Another passenger stepped on it. And then a flight attendant flushed it down the toilet. I would not use that toilet. I would be scared to death of the scorpion crawling up the toilet. This happened on a United flight. I thought it was fake news originally. I'm like, are you kidding me? Now that, I mean, you know, are they really, really trying to, you know, United can't get out of the news. But no, this has been reported by multiple news outlets that somebody got stung by a scorpion. What the hell a scorpion was doing on a United Airlines flight is beyond me. My guess is it crawled into somebody's luggage. It stayed there. It hid out until it went into the overhead bin. And then it crawled out, saw the light, and fell on. And he was in business class. I mean, I can understand something like this happening in coach, where there's cockroaches and all. So I could only afford to fly coach. This is business class, and there was a scorpion in there. So that's pretty scary stuff. So his wife, Linda, of course, freaked out. So did he. And he's okay. Apparently what they did, they called a doctor. There wasn't a doctor on board, but they called the doctor down below on the ground, who just basically talked them through, and he was fine. No life-threatening injuries, and I'll tell you guys what to do with a scorpion sting. But United Airlines did not need this on top of everything else. So let's just quickly review what to do with a scorpion sting. Most important thing to do whenever you get stung by a scorpion is to wash it off. Use soap and water. Wash it off. Okay, most scorpions in North America are not venomous. The only problem is we got the Centroides sculpteritus. That's the Arizona bark scorpion, and that's the one that was all over my house one year and crawling in your bed. I mean, that's some scary stuff, and that is venomous. And its sting could be so toxic that it could be lethal in older individuals. It could be lethal in children. It could be lethal with your pets. So that's some scary stuff. And my husband would have to every night shut down all the windows, shut down all the doors and lights, and look with a fluorescent woods lamp. So because these they glow in fluorescent light, they have a fluorescent look. So my husband had to go on scorpion patrol every night because I could not sleep. I was scared to death. Now, what's the big deal about a scorpion sting? Well, if it comes from a bark scorpion, an Arizona bark scorpion, you'll get pretty severe reactions like shortness of breath, difficulty swallowing, numbness, blurred vision, muscle twitching, low blood pressure, even seizures, and of course you could even die from this. So immediately the first thing you do is you wash it off. You wash off the sting site with soap and water. Call 911 if you're unsure, or call the Poison Control Center. Many of these sites say if you start seeing severe symptoms, to call 911. I would call 911 or the Poison Control Center prior. All right, and say, look, he was stung. They'll ask what the scorpion looked like. You know, was it honey-colored? Was it brown? Where do you live? Et cetera. And if they do suspect a bark scorpion, they may tell you to go to the ER. So don't wait until you're having trouble breathing. All right, you know, if you get stung and you're unsure, call the Poison Control Center. And then if you do start to feel, you know, these symptoms, you got to get yourself to a hospital, call 911, obviously. For pain, if it just causes localized pain and swelling, use cold compresses. I don't usually like to tell people to do ice because I don't want to constrict blood flow to the area and vasoconstrict too much, but I do like the idea of cool compresses. That seems to help with the swelling. Acetaminophen, so Tylenol, can be used. Now, we do have antivenom. It's expensive. It's called Anascorp, and it is in most ERs. And I remember when the bark scorpion, we had like bark scorpions all over the place in our neighborhood. I called the ER to find out, you know, who had antivenom, and some of them were, you know, just bone dry, completely out. So you want to make sure you find an ER that has it. I would say if we're coming into scorpion season, and we are, as we're starting to come into the warmer seasons, to find out if your local ER has Anascorp and to ask them what they want you to do if you get stung, because these suckers do climb walls and they are all over. The FDA has approved that for the bark scorpion sting. And if you can kill the scorpion, you do want to bring it in if you can, as long as you don't get hurt. Okay, because the stinger could still sting you. You do want to bring the scorpion in so at least somebody could take a look at it and go, yeah, you know what, I think it is the Arizona bark or whatever. So it's scary stuff. When I was, my husband was out of town with my son doing his scuba diving test, and I get out of the shower, and there's a scorpion on the wall. When I reach for my towel, the scorpion tried to sting me. I freaked out, especially when you're naked. So I'm running around naked trying to get dressed, and then I had to grab my phone so I could post all this on Facebook. They didn't have Facebook Live at the time. They only had Facebook. That was in the olden days. And so I asked for help, and luckily people were on Facebook, and they go, look, you know, call SWAT, you know, use blow torches. But I finally used a shoe, and then I left it there, and I left town. I was scared to death. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ryder from San Diego writes, Doc, my tax guy says I'm getting close to $10,000 back on my taxes this year in refund. Woohoo, he says. Wanna spend it with me. Oh, wowee. You know, Ryder, I am married, but wow, $10,000, you got, that's more than what my husband has. I'm kind of at the age now where if I'm gonna marry up, I gotta do it pretty soon, right? Because I'm losing my looks as each day, you know, as every milliliter of estrogen drops per aliquot of blood,
I'm milligrams of estrogen that I got. So my estradiol is dropping. You got $10,000 to spend. You know what? Come out to Vegas, Ryder. I can't spend it with you, but you'll have a good time. You bring that $10,000. You come out to Vegas. You have fun. You stay in the resorts. Now, you got to save a little bit of money. Save just a little bit of it. That's pretty awesome, man. Imagine $10,000 getting that back on your taxes. I was wondering why some of you guys seem to be in a really, really good mood. I think I owe on my taxes this year. Yeah, I think, I don't know. It just, you know, we still have all the Obama policies in place. So I don't think there's a lot of good tax breaks out there. But, good for you, Ryder. And thank you. I'd love to spend money. But I'm really into saving money. There's nothing, you know, more sexy to me than somebody who really saves up a nice silo of money. Like, I don't mean to be overly, open about, you know, secrets between my husband and I, you know, our love life per se. But if my husband finds a $20 bill in his pants just because he put a $20 bill there or whatever and never spent it, that is like the biggest turn on that he has $20. And this is something that he doesn't want anybody to know. But we went to a buffet the other day. And, you know, he's still in his 40s. But we went to a buffet. And the lady goes, do any of you qualify for the senior discount? And I'm like, excuse me. She's like, if you're 50, you can. So my husband pretended to be 50 years old, and he got the discount. And I told him I was never more turned on in my whole entire life for saving us $3 on your buffet ticket. I thought that was like, yes, yes, there are. I tell you, if you guys are coming out to Vegas, they sometimes give a discount if you're 50 years old. You don't even need to show the AARP card. I was driven to a sexual frenzy at that moment in time. I didn't know if I should take him on the omelet station. I didn't know what to do. But him getting a $3 discount, I couldn't keep my sweater on. It was just so exciting. So I'm really into saving money. You know, if my husband goes, guess what? You know, I, you know, squirreled away, you know, $20 a week and we actually have $40. I'd be like, oh my gosh. I just love that. But you know, if he spent money on me, I don't like it. I can't stand it when he spends money on me. I just don't like it. You know, and if he spends money on something that I didn't really like, you know, like I'm not really big on jewelry. And, you know, years ago, early on in our marriage, he would buy me kind of something nice in the jewelry department. And I don't like to wear jewelry. I'm not a big jewelry wearer because I tug on things. I stick things in my mouth. I always have my pendant. Yeah, just sit there and chew on my jewelry. I just do that. If my earrings were long enough, I would do the same thing. And so, you know, that's not really, you know, it doesn't look good for the jewelry. And I'm like, I would rather you have saved the money. That's a lot sexier to me. So very good, Ryder. Thank you. You know, almost cheated on my husband there, you know, with that $10,000 thing, but I can't. I love my husband. And you have fun. And come out to Vegas because there's a lot of things you could do with that money. But save some, okay? We still have Obamacare. You need to save some because you may have to go and purchase health care in Canada. All right, so let's take a look at, a lot of us are celebrating Passover. As you could tell, I sound pretty constipated because we're not supposed to be eating bread. I told you guys the story, right? You know, Moses was asked by God to help the Jews escape slavery from the Pharaoh's rule in Egypt, Ramses II. And when Ramses finally said, you know what, get the hell out of here, go. You know, the Jews had to flee. The Hebrews had to flee. They didn't have time to bake their bread. They had to grab whatever they had. And so their bread didn't, leaven. And so they were kind of these dried, disgusting cracker-looking things. And that's why we have to eat matzah. In fact, the box is more tasty than matzah. If you ever, I'll just salt and sugar the box, honestly. All right, so then Moses took the Jews out into the desert for 40 years. But what was going on with these 10 plagues? Now, I've seen multiple articles. I've written about this as well. But Life Science has a really nice explanation of the science behind the plagues. So Moses, all right, first said, let my people go. And when Ramses said, oh, hell to the no, the Lord, through Moses, caused the plagues to happen. And Moses struck the river Nile with his staff, and the waters turned to blood. All right, Aaron also performed, I guess, an identical transformation of the canals, tributaries, ponds, and pools throughout all of Egypt. Now, according to the Bible, the fish in the Nile died, the Nile also stunk, and the Egyptians could not drink the water. That's Exodus chapter 7, verse 21, but that's the English Standard Version, not the Aramaic. And so these red-hued waters, which they believe happened, was an overgrowth of algae, known as red tide, if we were trying to explain this scientifically. Red algae blooms. It could be harmful to wildlife. It has a toxin that could accumulate in shellfish. And it also stinks. And so when you have these red algae blooms, unfortunately, it could cause the water to be undrinkable. So now came frogs. So Moses allegedly got a whole bunch of frogs that kind of swarmed and were jumping around Egypt. As a kid, I was like, oh, that'd be so cool to see a bunch of frogs, but it was kind of raining frogs, not very fun. So what they think could have happened is the frogs had to leave the water area because it was so stinky, and they couldn't lay their eggs, you know, in the ponds because it was bad. So the frogs had to go on land. And I guess May 2010 in Greece, thousands of frogs emerged from the lake in the northern part of the country, searching for food, disrupting traffic for days. So having frogs jump onto land, right, that could be obviously very, you know, it could happen. Then the third plague came lice. So lice, fleas, gnats, based on the Hebrew word kanim. So if a toxic algae bloom led to the first plague, and then you had a bunch of frogs that eventually died out, well, now you got insects coming. Insects couldn't be by the water. The frogs were there. Frogs don't necessarily eat, or frogs will eat insects now that they're dead, because now you have all these dead frogs around. Nobody's eating the insects, and now you have a bunch of insects. And, of course, with insects and infestation of lice, etc., then you eventually get boils and you get bites and things like that. Then, apparently, a lot of the wild beasts end up dying. All right, so now that you have plague going around and you have a bunch of... So the fourth plague was like a swarm of flies, and bites from the flies could cause boils, they say, according to, you know, this live science, as they're kind of discussing science behind it. Now the fifth plague started to kill off the livestock. So you got all these bugs, you got all these lice, you got these dead frogs, the water sucked, so your animals couldn't really drink good water. Now the animals start getting sick. Right? There could have been a virus, could have been a bacterial plague, and so there have been in history at prior times when, you know, millions of cattle would die from either starvation or plague, etc. So that could have happened back then. Then they go on to talk about the boils. That was the sixth plague. Staph aureus is a very, very common type of bacteria that you or I could get if we got a boil. Not very fun, but also smallpox. Apparently Ramses V had smallpox, so smallpox existed back then, so that could have also affected everybody with the boils. Not to mention they aren't eating well, they aren't hydrating well. Then came the hail. The seventh plague was quote-unquote heavy hail. There was thunder, streaming fire, so there was either a possible hailstorm, they said, or what many scientists think is a volcanic eruption that occurred 3,500 years ago on Santorini, which is the island north of Crete in the Aegean Sea. Well, whenever you have volcanoes, then you have all the hail, the plume, the smoke, the, you know, and you can't see the so much of the lava if it's all clouded up, etc. So that could be an issue. Now that you have volcanoes, locusts are like, well, I'm getting the hell out of here. So locusts were the eighth plague. So they start to fly away from the volcano, and then the locusts start to bug all the Egyptians. So that was an issue. Meanwhile, remember, Ramses still wouldn't let anybody go. Then came darkness, and this could have been from all the volcanic ash, okay? Could have been from a solar eclipse. You don't know, but now there was darkness, and that kind of scared everybody, because if you have darkness, it's kind of cold, you can't see, you know, what you're doing when you're building the pyramids. And then the 10th plague was the death of the firstborn children. It could have been, as we talked about earlier last year with the grain, firstborn got to eat first, maybe the grain was tainted. All right, guys, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, for those of you who do want to learn medical Spanish because you work in the healthcare industry and you need something fast and inexpensive, go to learnhealthspanish.com. That's learnhealthspanish.com. Very easy course. You have quizzes. You have a certificate you could give your boss. And if you use code DDW, it also gives you a discount. Please go to learnhealthspanish.com and check that out. All right. I'm watching England very, very closely. Because there's a very big chance that our healthcare system is going to eventually mimic England's or a country in Europe's, as the country is asking for socialized medicine, and I'm trying to tell everybody, hold the phone, just because they can quote-unquote get away with it in Europe doesn't mean we could get away with it here. And it doesn't look like they're quote-unquote getting away with it in Europe. Now we have an article coming out of Mail Online or Daily Mail talking about how the National Health Service in England had endured over one of the worst ever winter crises with 200,000 patients being forced to wait longer than 4 hours at an emergency room department, and 2,500 patients are prevented from leaving hospitals each day due to a procedure called bed blocking. Apparently, there's a bed blocking crisis. Now, from what I understand, what bed blocking is you can't go anywhere else when you leave the hospital. Many times, you know, in American hospitals, if you don't need to be in the hospital, there's a step-down area or a rehab center or an assisted living, or we could get a home nurse to your house. However, if you don't have anywhere to go and you're not well enough to be home on your own, and according to this in Europe or in England, bed blocking occurs where you occupy your hospital bed. Apparently, it's risen to 42% in a year in England, where there's no open beds available to others because they have to keep people there in the bed because there's no place they could go when they are discharged but not well enough to go home. So these are delayed discharges, all right, because there has to be care arranged in the community. And so then it turns into a problem for emergency rooms, or what they call A&E, accident and emergency centers, because patients that are there that need to get admitted can't because there's other people in bed, you know, upstairs in the hospital that can't get discharged because they don't have anywhere to go. So this is a big cluster that's happening over there. They said bed blocking due to a lack of social care places at a record high, with more than 2,500 health patients prevented from leaving hospitals every day because there's nowhere for them to go. Yesterday's statistics from MHS England report also revealed nearly 200,000 patients waited at least 4 hours in emergency rooms between the winter months of December to February, which is a fivefold increase from just 41,000 5 years previously. So for those people in the States going, you see, you know, we have long ER waits. We need to do it the way they do it in England. No, they have long ER waits there, too. And 4 hours is unacceptable. All right. I mean, I remember when I was an ER doc in a small town in Lake Havasu, you know, at the latest, we were about an hour behind, hour and a half. And still, I didn't like that. And I would send the nurse out there to triage and go, who else do we need to bring back? All right. Cancer referral rates were at their second lowest level on record. They say the number waiting for more than 18 weeks for operations soared by 39% in a year. 18-week wait for an operation. That is over 4 months. They say in total 367,000 patients were waiting this long in February, compared with 263,000 a year earlier. Last month, Simon Stevens, head of the NHS, suggested that a rise in waiting times for routine procedures, including hip, knee, and cataract removal, might be a trade-off for improvement in other areas. So getting a hip replacement, a knee replacement, cataracts removed, yes, those are non-urgent, emergent, shall we say, non-emergent procedures. Yet you have somebody in intractable pain from their hip and knee, 4 months seems like forever. They say the bed blocking crisis has an impact on the entire health service, with so many beds taken up that operations have to be canceled and patients have to wait longer to be admitted. These are the highest figures since the health service started recording the data in 2010, and officials think that even that's an underestimation of the problem. They say patients who are well enough to leave the hospital should be able to do so at their earliest opportunity. Overall, 184,000, almost 185,000 bed days were lost to delayed discharges in February. 36% were because of social care problems. But the NHS official said in reality, well over half were caused by care home and other social issues. So if you don't have sufficient care at home, people are going to have to stay in the hospital. Otherwise, they end up coming right back in. For example, if you, let's say, had a stroke, right, and you're stable, Your stroke symptoms are going to be dealt with occupational therapy, physical therapy, all right? But you can't take care of yourself. We send you home with or to an assisted facility or to a rehab center. We get you out of the hospital because the hospital is for acute patients. This way you also don't get sick. We don't want you getting a nosocomial infection or getting exposed to something because you're in a hospital setting. And then we work on your rehab and your occupational therapy, your physical therapy. We'll work on your swallowing, your feeding, et cetera. Work on your walking. And then we graduate you to the house, to home, and have home health care. You know, thank God for the nurses and the staff that help with that. And we get you home. These are the types of patients that are still stuck in the hospital because they don't have enough services or facilities outside of that. The waiting times reaching record levels. 2,000 patients had to wait at least 12 hours in an emergency room. Referrals for cancer, referrals for surgeries on the low as well. There were more than 100,000 patients who breached the 18 weeks target wait for surgery. They say close to 400,000 patients were waiting that long, which is a 39% increase. So I can't speak for all of America, but I could speak for myself and my family. We don't want that system. I really don't want that system here. That looks like a mess. If you think our healthcare system is a mess now, that's a real mess. Why is it such a mess? Because there's not enough money. We have more people on Medicaid than they do in their whole entire population. I think there's like 62 million people in England, and we have 72 million on Medicaid. All right? If they have a smaller population and they still don't have enough medical facilities to handle all their, you know, all their medical needs, how the hell are we going to with what? We have, what, 300 million, 356 million people in the United States? That's not... There's no way. Plus, half of our country doesn't pay taxes, doesn't put money into the system. So how do we carry with only 100, maybe 70, 80,000 million people paying the taxes? How do we carry 360 million people? How do we do that? Now, England is having their share of issues. Apparently, we're hearing that half of that country does not pay taxes to the degree that they need to. So no wonder they're having less money in the system, and they aren't able to build enough facilities, hire enough staff. It's expensive. It's really expensive. Now, there is a report that some of the locum tenens doctors that they have, apparently there was a study coming out saying some of these people are making close to $350 an hour. $350 an hour to do a shift. A lot of doctors, they don't want to work there, so they're naming the price. Can you imagine getting that kind of money? So health secretary wants to reduce, all right, you know, and cap wages for junior doctors making residents making about 30 some an hour, doctors or consultants making about 75 an hour. But a lot of doctors, they won't want to take that. Not going to be enough money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it looks like the Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer is out, and E! Online has some scoop on it. All right. This is, I guess, let me see, the live stream aired on Star Wars YouTube channel. And it's called Star Wars The Last Jedi. Film director Rian Johnson and several cast members were there in Orlando for a 2 of 3 day Star Wars celebration in Orlando. I guess the film or the movie is going to be in theaters December 15th of this year. So we're talking about 8 months away for those of us who really, really love Star Wars. Let me see here if we have some scoop here. They're showing the trailer, but I can't obviously play that on air for you guys to understand. From what I understand, it is the eighth installment of the billion-dollar franchise. It has all the stars. Even Carrie Fisher is obviously in it because of her work. From what I understand, they are not telling us as much scoop as I need. They see Carrie's in the movie, of course. Let me see here. Okay. Luke and Rey, are they related? We still don't know. They're asking Rey if she's Rey Kenobi. So we don't know yet. What she did say is, I actually can't tell you some things. What I can say is The Last Jedi, we go deeper into Rey's story. What is very apparent from where we left off in The Force Awakens and where we pick up in The Last Jedi is Rey has a certain expectation of her future. As everyone knows, it's difficult to meet your heroes because they may not be what you expect. I think she is related to Skywalker. I think Skywalker got a lot of babes. We don't really know what happened to Skywalker in the last 20, 30 years. But I think, you know, Han Solo stopped being single. And, Luke Skywalker was Han Solo's wingman. So when Han Solo went to those, you know, those kind of freaky bars, you know, with all the weird music and those monsters, Han Solo always got the babes. Then Han Solo fell in love with Princess Leia. I think he fell in love with her early on in The Empire Strikes Back. That's where they, you know, had a kiss. Then in The Return of the Jedi, that's where he learned that he's not in competition anymore with Luke Skywalker because Luke Skywalker is a brother. And so that kiss she shared with him is kind of illegal because it was incestual. So he learned that Luke Skywalker was now out of the picture. So he was like, well, before she starts to make out with anybody else's brother, he better kind of move in. So from what we understand, Han Solo was with Carrie Fisher, or not Carrie Fisher, but with Princess Leia the whole time. Alright, now, they did appear to break up. They appeared to have kids. And then for some reason they didn't get married and I don't know what the heck happened. But my guess is, as he started to age, he didn't really go out there and whatever. You get Luke Skywalker, I think was pretty, pretty busy because now he didn't have to compete with Han Solo. And he was all forlorn that he couldn't be with his sister, Princess Leia. So I wouldn't be surprised if he had a baby. Now, are there any women in Star Wars for him to have actually hooked up with? I don't know. There was that female dancer in Return of the Jedi. But remember, she got killed by that big Kraken thing, right? So I don't know. So it's very, very interesting. Who would he have hooked up with? There was one woman with very, very short hair who was like a general in one of the movies. But she really wasn't that good looking. And I didn't really see him give her the eye. However, you know, she was the only other woman that appeared to be in the galaxy. So there is a chance he could have hooked up with her. But I personally think Luke is the one that's her father. That's just me. Everybody thinks, well, maybe it's Obi-Wan. I don't know how Obi-Wan died early. I think Obi-Wan died before Luke hit puberty. I don't really remember the story too much. So, I don't think it's Obi-Wan's kid. Everybody thinks Rey is Obi-Wan's kid. So, anyway, for those of you guys that really, really know Star Wars, helped me figure this out, but it looks like it's going to be a good movie, and it sounds like The Last Jedi, they want the Jedi to end. I guess the Jedis are supposed to eventually die off. So I guess Rey, if Rey's the last Jedi, she has to make a baby pretty soon. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, look, otherwise we're going to run out of movies, okay? I want the Star Wars movies to go on and on and on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, bedbugs. Bedbugs are taking over, right, like the stormtroopers. And they say the rise of bedbugs are happening because of their resistance to insecticides. They say exterminators have now turned to new chemicals to combat bedbugs. But this new study is finding that they are resistant to those as well. So what happens with these bedbugs? Well, these bedbugs are in your mattresses. They hide in hotel rooms, then they crawl into your suitcases, and then you bring them home. And so they say the best approach to getting rid of bed bugs should be physical, mechanical, and cultural control measures. So we need to encase the mattresses. We need to use traps, a bed bug trap. I don't think it's going to be as big as a rat trap, but there are bed bug traps. The study was published in the Journal of Economic Entomology. found that bedbugs are showing a lower susceptibility to two common pesticides containing chlorpheniprir and bifenthrin. They say no one was looking at if bedbugs were resistant to those forms of insecticide. So what they did is they assessed, they say bedbugs are becoming more resistant, and they looked at 10 populations of bedbugs from across the country. And what they did as a control is they used a bedbug strain known to be susceptible to the insecticides being tested. Then they looked at the pesticides on the 10 field strains and compared them with the control, and the researchers examined how much insecticide it took to actually kill these bugs and how long it took for the bedbugs to die once they were exposed. Researchers found that the concentration needed to kill one of the test populations was higher than for the control group, which meant they really had to spray like crazy. They say the control bedbugs died 7 days after exposure to the chlorpheniprin or chlorpheniprir and 3 days after exposure to bifenthrin, but it took more than 7 days to kill the test populations. So what does that mean? Well, that means we've got to keep using higher amounts, which I don't personally like because I don't like getting exposed to these types of insecticides. But why are bedbugs so bad? Well, because they could, you know, transmit disease. I mean, it's not kind of like, you know, these mosquitoes, but what they do is they suck up your blood and then they land somewhere else. And they could, you know, and they could transmit, you know, somebody else's bugs to you. It's not the healthiest thing. And these bed bugs jump all over the bed. They leave bites. You know, nothing that I would definitely want in my bed. I mean, you know, trust me, there's already enough, you know, pathogens that I'm trying to avoid when it comes to bed. So my suggestion is that whenever you guys do go to a hotel, etc., what you need to do is make sure you don't leave your suitcases on the ground, okay? Try to keep them high because bedbugs can hide out. I like to bring my own sheets and blanket and my own pillows when I go to a hotel. And then when you come back from the hotel, wash everything. I mean, wash off everything. Don't even mess around. Shower. Don't jump into your bed until you get rid of all these things. And some of the fanciest hotels can have them also. Remember, it's somebody carrying it in. You know, look what happened on that United flight with the guy getting stung by a scorpion. The scorpion must have crawled into the bags, right? Which means somebody stayed at some place. I guess either in Houston or where they were traveling to from Houston, and scorpion gets into the bag, they put it up in the overhead compartment, and then it crawls out and it stings a United passenger. I'm not lying. Go to my website. We talked about it there. And it's United Airlines is just having their fair share of things. But when it comes to bed bugs, guys, you got to keep clean and you got to be careful. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about scientists have been able to slow down growth of colon and stomach cancers. This is a revolutionary way to stop some of the deadliest cancers that are out there. Then we have an 8-month-old baby I'm looking at right now that weighs close to 40 pounds, and it's baffling doctors how that happened. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.